Hello, David.
Hello.
Hi,
Yes.
Juanita. Good morning.
Hi.
My name is John Maurer, and I'm calling from a recorded line. I'm a case intake specialist for the hair relaxer lawsuit. The law firms we work with are filing suits and requesting compensation for damages on behalf of people that have used hair treatment products in the past and were later developed or later developed a reproductive cancer, such as an endometrial, uterine, ovarian, or ovarian cancer. Do you happen to know such a person that might meet this criteria?
Yes, I have a Gorey law firm, and I just got my records in the mail this morning
Oh, good.
to send, but I'm working with Gorey law firm.
Oh, good. Okay, so you do have an attorney or law firm helping
Yes.
you with filing a claim. That's so good. By the way, I'm sorry to hear about that harm, that you were harmed by the products unknowingly. Did you sign paperwork with the firm physically, or did you do it electronically?
I haven't yet. When I go back to work, I'm gonna fax it to them because they are waiting on
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Okay.
them.
Well, I mean, like the original law, legal agreement between you and the firm. Did you sign physically or electronically?
Oh no.
Okay.
Say what? Now, did I do what?
The law firm's legal agreement, the retainer agreement. Did you sign a retainer agreement with them? An agreement to have representation?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh
Yeah.
yeah, I've been yes.
Okay. Good. Okay. And you're happy with the firm?
So far, well, I haven't known. I don't know yet.
Okay.
Like I said, I have to send them my doctor records and stuff. I had cancer back in 2009, and
Oh.
I had cervical cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry
And
for that.
yeah, so I mean, I had a which one was it? But anyway, I had endometriosis, and I was using talcum powder back then because I was raised watching my grandmother use it, and I also was using perms back then.
Okay,
So
are you doing the talcum powder lawsuit or the hair relaxer, hair treatment
I'm
lawsuit?
doing the talcum powder.
Okay. Have you been diagnosed with a uterine cancer?
I did in 2009. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
They sent me my papers back from the cancer center because I've been with Gorey like about 3 months, but I've been having because it took me so long to remember where I was going and where did I go to have cancer, and I have been to the hospital. They couldn't find the record, but now they got some kind of portal going on, and I was able to access my records. And like I said, I got them in the mail this morning.
Okay.
Yes. But it's with them, it's on the talcum powder.
Yeah, for
It's
them it's
not
the
on the
talcum powder.
perm.
Yeah, so for the reason for my call is actually for the perm. That would be the hair relaxer or hair straightening products. And those products are linked to uterine, ovarian, and endometrial cancer.
Okay.
Do you know if
That's
they're
what
related?
I'm saying. I don't know which kind of cancer I caught it from, but the talcum powder had popped up. And so I did that one. I'm not for sure if I could have told them both of them. I don't know, but I know they are working on the
Well, what I'd like to do, because
powder.
I wonder if I'd like to find out if it's possible that you can have be represented by that firm for the talcum powder and then be represented by the firms we work with for the hair treatment products.
Yes, I could do it like that.
Yeah, let me do this. Is this your cell phone number I'm speaking to you on?
It is.
Okay. Bear with me here. And you were diagnosed with a uterine cancer in
Yes.
2009? Okay, I'm sorry to
Yes.
hear that. Bear with me here.
They did they took my ovaries, they took my cervix. I was just reading it because,
Okay.
like I say, 2009 from 2024, I'm 62 years old. I just turned 62 2 weeks ago. And like I said, I do remember using the perm, a multiple of them actually. And I do remember definitely using the talcum powder. my grandmother, she raised me, and I used to watch her. You know, first day, you know, a little girl's house, I used to watch her get dressed and stuff, and I watched her sprinkle, sprinkle, sprinkle. But the perms, yes, I have used. I had seen on TV where they show them, and I'd be saying, oh, I used that one. Oh, I used that one. And I have used that one, you know. I know what I have used in my head. But my, you know, I know what I used in my head. So really, that's why I say I don't know. I'm between a rock and a hard star. I do not know which one caused the cancer. Because cancer do not run in my family.
Yeah, so what I'm doing is I'm waiting on a response. I'm actually speaking to or sent a message to our legal team to find out if our legal representative teams to see if you can get a separate law firm to represent you for this hair relaxer lawsuit. And again, that's because you have, if I understand correctly, you have used the hair treatment products. You were diagnosed with a uterine cancer in 2009.
Yeah.
And would you be able to provide the name of the doctor and the medical facility that made that diagnosis?
It's the Cancer Center in Greenville, South Carolina.
Okay, don't worry. I'll get that. I can see you.
Oh, okay.
Bear with me. I'm waiting on a response.
Okay, you're not a scam, Nora.
No, I'm not. No, I'm actually working for a legal marketing firm. What we do is we rely on advertising firm like TV, radio, and the web and social media to find potential clients on behalf of the firms we work with. So I'm not an attorney. I'm a case intake specialist. What I do is conduct interviews to make sure that somebody meets the criteria before they get signed up with a firm. If you meet the criteria, I would place you with one of the firms we work with. Very reputable firms, very experienced. I don't recognize the firm.
I will look it up, you know, to make sure. Yeah. I don't mind talking to you. But listen, right now, I have a ride coming because I'm getting ready to go to the laundromat.
Uh-huh.
It's one of my only days off. Please hold on to my number and let me see. I'll be at the laundromat in about an hour.
Okay.
Can you please call me back because I am interested?
Yes, I can.
Will you call me at this number or what?
Yes, I will.
Because I get so many scam calls. You probably get them too.
Yeah, I
do.
Juanita, is this your cell phone number?
This is 484-0897.
Yes, that's the number.
Cell phone.
What I did is I just sent you a text message from my direct office line. I'm in Irvine, California. My office number begins with a 949 area code. So I just sent you a message, a text message, that will serve as a reference or a confirmation that we spoke. It also provides an overview of this lawsuit as well as a description of the harm, the three cancers that are tied to hair treatment products. And then I'll try giving you a call back later in the afternoon, in a couple hours from now, okay?
Okay, and you say, what is it going to say? What state? That's all I need to know.
What state
will it be from?
What was that?
What state will it say?
Oh,
when
it's,
you call me back?
I'm calling from California. So
okay, so it will say California.
Yeah, or 949.
Because I get a lot of them from Illinois, Washington, Ohio.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, so it will say California.
Yeah, I sent you
a text. That way I know the answer.
Thank you. I sent you a text message already. You should be seeing it by now. Can you see that you got it?
Hold on.
Can you see that you got my message, my text message?
I don't want to hang up on.
Okay.
I'm not good with these phones at all.
It's okay.
Yeah, John.
Yes, I am.
How do you say Maurer?
It's Maurer. Yeah, that's good. Maurer.
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Okay, perfect. You'll hear back from me, okay?
Okay, then. Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome.
It's nice to know someone trying to help.
Yes, I am. That is so true.
Okay.
You'll hear back from me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye, Juanita. Take care.
Bye-bye.